You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Melissa. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance? Or are you calling to check on a previous ticket?
Yeah, I need roadside assistance.
Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry to hear that. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
Can I please have the correct spelling of your first name?
O-R-U-T-H.
O-R-U-T-H. And your last name, please?
I'm sorry, honey. That's Ruth. R-U-T-H. And
oh, I'm sorry.
Name. You're okay. And then the last name is Roman. R-O-M-A-N.
R-O-M-A-N. Thank you, Ms. Roman. And can I please have a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
717-956-7274.
That's 717-956-7124?
7274.
7274. Yes, that's what I have. I'm sorry, I read it back wrong.
Okay.
And let's see, would you like to receive mobile text updates for the status of your service today? That would include the name, number, and the estimated time of arrival of your provider?
Mm-hmm, yep. Can you hear me good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And for security reasons, can you please verify the address registered to your policy?
105 West Main Street in Hershey, 17033.
Hershey, Pennsylvania. Ooh, I remember going to the to Pennsylvania Dutch country. I'm from Brooklyn, and then we would go to the Hershey factory, like out there to the factory out there. Oh my goodness. That was some of the best times growing up.
It's so much fun. And the kids love to live there. So
I haven't been in a really long time, like to Pennsylvania Dutch country. Is it still, have you been out there? Have you ever been there?
Yeah, we just actually drove down through there because we just went to Ocean City. We had to Maryland, and we had to take that route down there through Lancaster and Amish country and stuff. Dutch
My grandma used to take us to this I guess like a big market they have down there.
Probably Green Dragon.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly what it was, and
like
it used to
flea market.
Yes. And she used to get these huge, like, they had all kinds of stuff, like stuffed pork chops, like fresh meat cut, and just, I mean, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things. I used to love to walk through there. And then we would go and get apple cider, like where they would actually press the apples and make the apple cider.
Mm-hmm. The best.
Those are some of the best times of my life. I was a little kid, so everything seemed so big. But and we used to take the we used to go to Jones Beach and take the Long Island Railroad, and that was the only time I was allowed to chew bubble gum. Was on the train. What's the color of your the year, make, and model of your vehicle? I'm sorry.
It's a 2008 white Honda Pilot.
Okay, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry you're having trouble today.
That's all good. My brakes went out, so I need a tow truck.
Goodness. Like, went out, or you mean like they were grinding, kind of?
Like, they're grinding, and I'm not going to risk driving them to the shop. I'm just going to have the tow truck people come take it out to the shop. That way I don't have to damage it any worse.
Yeah. I'm from Brooklyn, so I didn't know really anything about my first car. We didn't really drive or anything. And I didn't know what that grinding noise meant, and I kept telling at the time my boyfriend, he is now my husband, soon to be my ex-husband, but we were married. We've been married for like 15, 16 years, but I kept saying, I keep hearing this noise like something is caught. And I called him one day and I said, hey, I think I really have a problem. And he was like, what do you mean? And I said, there's these pieces hanging down. And when I push on the brakes, like, I got to pull the emergency brake. So he said, don't pull over, don't move. And you said this breakdown is for your brakes.
Wow.
Brakes went out. Yeah, so he came to see them, and I had worn them so far down that pieces of the rotors were falling off.
Mm-mm-mm.
I didn't know.
Trying to prevent that.
I didn't know. I know now, but. He said, that's it. I'm going to teach you about cars. I was like, maybe I need to know a little more than just that it drives and it needs windshield washer fluid.
Yeah.
My grandfather drove because he worked for Haagen-Dazs, but my grandmother never drove, and we took the bus everywhere, so I don't, you know, it wasn't something that I saw him do regularly. I'm sure he did do, like, routine maintenance, but. Let's see.
Do you see how far you're going to have to, how far away is the, like, the closest company to come, total car?
I don't know. See, we go by we call a pool of providers.
Okay.
And that are closest to you, and then it goes farther out, farther out, farther out. So I have to see who accepts it. And then
all
they
right.
Give me an ETA, and then I'll give it to you.
All right.
Ms. Roman, I have a few questions for you. If they don't apply to you, simply say no. Is your vehicle in a parking garage?
No.
Has the vehicle been modified to sit lower to the ground?
No.
And will it shift out of park and into neutral?
Yep, keys and everything are there.
Okay. And is the vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
Four-wheel drive.
And is this service the result of an accident today?
No.
Will you be the person with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
Yes.
Okay, and do you happen to have the address where you're located?
It's at 105 West Main Street in Hershey's house.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're not stuck somewhere. And the zip code is 17033, correct?
Yes. You need the address of where it's going?
Yes, in just one moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you have, like, a pool in your backyard?
A pool?
Or a trampoline?
No, not yet. We just bought the house in August, so we're doing a lot of work on it, man. I really want a hot tub.
For some reason, I see a deck on the back of it, but okay. I was just confirming. Is it off of Penn Street?
Hershey.
Penn Street and West Main Street?
Yes.
Okay. Good enough. And where are you taking it?
It's going to 3410 Hartsdale Drive.
Can you spell that, please?
3410, and then it's HARTZDALE, like the name Dale, like Hartsdale. So it's
okay.
HARTZDALE Drive in Camp Hill.
And what's the zip code?
What is the zip code over there? 17. Let's see. 011. And that's in fact the Mavis Discount Tire place. So it's not a resident. It's the garage over there at Mavis.
Yeah, Mavis Discount Tire Shop.
Yep, that's it.
I'm just putting down some notes, letting them know the name of the tire shop. Because it does come up like it's, I don't know why, but maybe it's just because it's part of the shopping center address.
Yeah.
Romina, have you mapped and located? And as soon as I'm able to get a provider, you will receive their name, number, and estimated time of arrival.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
That's everything you need from me?
Yes, ma'am. I have 717-956-7274. And
yeah.
That's the number that will be, we will be sending you a text message from, and also the number that the provider will contact you on as soon as I dispatch. As soon as I dispatch the provider, you'll get a text message immediately after I dispatch them, and then either they'll give you a call, or I encourage you to give them a call just to make sure that you guys are on the same page.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem, Ms. Roman, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Melissa. Thank you.
Thank you.